Hey, let's get it in. 1 o'clock in the morning. All right. We about to really get it started up in here, man. Let's start it off with Deidre Hatton and Mary Mary.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey.
Well, y'all looking all sad. Mary Mary here, Ruben, everybody in the cup, we ready to do this?
Nah, man, everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
All right. We're talking about Weekend Bonanza tonight at 1:36 in the morning. And we got Jennifer on the line. We also doing Google Hangouts. We just chilling, you know, like villains.
Yes, what's going on? Yes, early in the morning.
I know, right? We just breaking it down. How was your weekend so far, Jennifer? Just tell me a little bit about your...
Well, my weekend, I got a lot of things accomplished, my motherly duties, and, you know, just that, you know. It's my time to relax because I work Monday through Friday, so it's my time to sit back and relax and, you know, get things done. I mean, that's just this, you know, just what it is, you know. How about you? What did you do?
Well, I pretty much chilled out, you know. I kind of chilled at the crib, you know, trying to relax a little bit, even though it was like 50 or 60 degrees. No, I just kind of just leaned back. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I didn't do too much. Then I kicked it with my brother, Kiel. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit this slide a little
party?
Bit.
Did y'all go to that party?
Around. Well, it wasn't no party. It was just, yeah, that was last week. But this week, mm-hmm. you know, you have to shoot and turn off the light a little bit here. But, you know, last week, you know, he pretty much took me to Cardi's party. But, you know, it was a change of plans with that. So it was like just, you know, just leaning back, relaxing and chilling or whatever. You know, you know, we also went out last week. So it was all good. You know, we just didn't do the man thing. You feel me?
Yeah, so y'all had all the fun. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it wasn't a
girl's
night.
You know, my weekend
sounds
a little boring
now.
Compared to yours.
Well, you know me, I'm always a go-getter, so it's like I'm out getting it in and chilling, you know, not getting it in like that, but, you know, just I'm a go-getter, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't wait around. So, ladies, I'm sorry I got to tell you, if you know, you ain't on a schedule with me, you know, I'm going to be down.
Oh,
no bull crap. I'm going to be on the ride straight up. So, you know, you got to catch me. Like I was telling Kiel's sister tonight, you know, she's real cool. She's a cutie, by the way, too. You know, we always kicking out at the casino and stuff, just, you know, drink some food. They got some real good food down there. Man, I had this real plate at Potawatomi. I had this real plate. Oh, my God. I just finished eating it before I called you.
What? Oh,
and,
my goodness.
Yeah, I had these ribs and cornbread. I don't know if that was jibby. It tastes like jibby, but it was a big piece, like a big piece of cake. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good to me.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I wish I had a bigger piece. Because if I had a bigger piece, you know, I probably could have shared a little bit more with you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, share. I don't know about me. I probably wouldn't have did no sharing. I don't know about all that, you know, but.
Well, you know, the weekend, it was pretty, it's pretty smooth. You know, I know we got church in the morning and stuff, and, you know, this today, the Lord's day, we will just be glad in it. Psalms 118. So, you know, I just come to the point that, you know, even though there's a lot of negativity out in the world, that if you're going to worship or praise Jesus, you might as well be happy. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no need of us fussing and conniving and fighting and stuff. I mean, things happen. But, you know, at the end of the day, let's love each other. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, life is short. You know, I'm not saying that for everybody, but, you know, life is short. I've been to two funerals in the past 2 months, and they were older people. It's just, it's strange that, you know, our generation, they don't make it past 30 or something, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just glad to know that those elders that was examples in my life, one of them lived to like 85, 86, and the other one made it to 94. And that's Etheline Moore, Mother Rousey's mother. And that just showed me that you can't have longevity. You know what I'm saying? Prayer and the Word of God and being a good relationships with people really help is healthy and a lot of laughter. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just got to turn our mourning into joy, like the scripture be saying and stuff. And we can't allow our circumstances to hold us down and keep us bitter. You know what I'm saying? It's a big world out here, and I believe God expects us to see this big world. You know, so my weekend goal is to live it up. You know, live it up to the fullest, be the best that I can bear be. That's what my mother talked about before she left here, you know what I'm saying? And that's my aim. You know, I'm not gonna be sad, and those people that got those past events in their mind, hey, we ain't living in slavery no more. We got a black president in office right now. And so
hey,
that
Obama.
Means okay, you know what I'm saying? So
I was happy when he became president. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, I cried. I cried.
I know, when
I found out that he, it was so, because, like, history just changed right there. I mean, we was a part of history. I mean, this is what all of those people, like, in the past fought for. I'm like, oh, my God, to see a black president, for me to live in a time where I can open my eyes and see a black president. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, my God, it's just awesome. You know, people may not fully agree with, you know, what he does, but, you know, hey, they don't fully agree with any other president either. But just the fact that he's black, I mean, history is changing. So it's
I know. I just want to say, do you see that G in the background?
The what? I can't even see it.
The G in the background,
okay, yeah.
The Google Hangout?
Yeah.
I'm a practice a lot.
Yeah, I can see it.
To all you beer fans out there, we love y'all too from Chicago, but you know, up here in Green Bay, okay, baby?
Oh, my God, the Packers.
Right.
I just never got into sports, and I got to go see it live in order to get into it because, you know, I'm just, I just don't really like sports. I mean, if I'm there, then I'll be all for it. But just to watch it is, I don't know, it's pretty boring. Unless I'm with somebody, they getting all hyped up, then it gets me all excited, then I, you know, then I'll watch. But other than that, you know, by myself, I'm really not all for, you know, a lot of sports. But I don't know. Maybe we got to go out, go see a game or something.
Yeah, we need to do something. You know, I believe this is our year to be really blessed and to be uplifted by the Lord. And I'll say this, I'm not perfect either. You know, I made a lot of mistakes, a lot of relational mistakes and stuff. But one thing I found out, I'm not letting stuff hold me down and hold me back. My past is my past. My present is my present. My future is bright. You know what I'm saying? And I have faith in God to know that I can make it and I can survive by it. You know, I just want to say that because a lot of times, you know, people in our age group, they say, hey, well, we get to the point where, oh, yeah, I'm close to 40, but check this out. I got plenty of energy. I got women that's after me well, I ain't trying to brag, but I'm just saying. you know, different nationalities. Let me just put it like that. So, you know, it's like, you know, pretty soon I will be settling down for ladies that's in that mode. You know, I will be doing that soon. You know, I'm working on my business and I'm working on getting things in order, you know, right now. But the thing is, you got to stick with my schedule. You know what I'm saying? I got to stick with your schedule. You know what I'm saying? We got to be on one accord. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? See, a lot of people don't take that scripture. It's almost saying the same thing when you know, you get married. The Bible says he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. But there's an agreement there. He says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Meaning that if one party is opposite of the other in decision, there's not gonna be a oneness. There's not going to be a one accord. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to have oneness when you get married. There's no doubt. You're going to have some doubt sometime and some disagreements. But you got to be on one accord. You can't let smaller or lamey stuff break you apart. You know what I'm saying? You got to have something in common. You got to be compatible, too. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm after. I'm not after something that just I just chase that could get off the street and just flip around. You know what I'm saying? And you want something, I want something serious that I can work with and grow with and develop with. And when you can't find that, then it's like, you look like, okay, it's hopeless. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. Now, I know there's a lot of single dudes out here that's talking about that, but we still talking about weekend, Manassa. Holla if you hear me. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just keeping it 100 from a Christianity standpoint and from a natural standpoint, you want to say street standpoint. In this time and era, we got to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. There's so much stuff going on out here, Jennifer, that if you keep your eyes closed to a lot of stuff, you just won't survive. You know what I'm saying? The other day, there was police next door. I stepped out of my house. He looked like I was the victim. And I just came out my crib. I was in the house all day. No bull crap. I was in the house all day. Ain't nothing. And he looked at me like, you know, Caucasian cop, like, hey, you one of them. I'm like, no, he didn't say nothing, but his look, his demeanor.
His expression.
And, you know, I was meeting my friend. Yeah, I was meeting my friend Vanessa, and, you know, she got off of work at a certain time, and he just, You know what I'm saying? He just eyeballed me. So I went the opposite way. I kept my eyes on him like he was looking at me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, pretty much these cops now, you know, they're doing a lot of stuff too. But, you know,
right.
I guess we got to be discerning and knowing who's with us and who's against us. You know what I'm saying? But I trust God. So I feel no way for and against us to prosper. And I feel that, you know, if God be for us, it could be against us. So I just want to walk in according to his will, you know, and not my own thinking, you know, all the time.
Amen to that.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say that a little bit. I know it sounds like a sermon. I ain't trying to preach to nobody, but I'm just saying it's Sunday morning, so.
It is
so
Sunday.
So we might as well stay. We might as well stay on a church tip, you know what I'm saying? But just keep it real. We can't make it without Jesus.
No, we can't.
All right, you know.
Because the hardest thug and criminal. Right, the hardest thug and criminal that claim, you know, if he don't believe in God, let him get into trouble. He going to say, Jesus. You know, everybody.
Right.
Everybody that claim they don't believe in God, as soon as something go down, that's the first name to come out their mouth. Then they mama, maybe. But, you know, Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus, help us. You know?
Right.
Jesus. I thought he didn't believe in Jesus. I'm serious. It's just so funny how we just know to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, we call on everything else but the name of the Lord. You know, the name that's above every name that'll save us from anything. You know what I'm saying? They're the most powerful name in the universe. It ain't he, man. Come on now.
Right.
Or She-Ra.
Right.
You know, I'm like, man, we just keep it real. You know, so it's, we got to break these barriers down because it's too much of, you know, when I go outside my house, Jicklin and Kimmy got blown up or shot or got caught in a fire and all this stuff. Oh, we ain't talking about that. We talked about how we going to make it out here. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the world is constantly changing on a daily basis, and the word of God is being fulfilled. And we got to accept some things. You know what I'm saying? How many seasons you know in March that we had this type of warm weather?
It's very rare. I was surprised. I was like, oh, my God. You know, the weatherman, they say what it's going to be. And, you know, sometimes they prediction is all off. But we really did have some good weather. I mean, it was all, what, almost 60. It was like 57, 60 degrees. I put my kids in. I had them on hats and coats. I mean, like, because it was like snow on the ground, like real cold. And then all of a sudden, they said it was going to be 60 degrees. I didn't believe them. I put my kids on hats and coats in the morning and sent them off to school and daycare. And I'm telling you, they had to come up out of that stuff by the afternoon coming home. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's just, and me, I had to peel off my bear. I'm like, ugh. I had to get up out of my coat. I'm like, oh, my God, it's, ugh. But, yeah, it's. I'm just wondering what next week is going to be about because, you know, I didn't look at the weather or anything, but, you know, supposedly it's supposed to be warm. That's what I heard from some people.
Well, I do know, like, after Monday, they said the temperature might drop down to 45 or something. Else. I don't know, but
that's
I just come to the point.
That's still not bad, though.
Yeah, I know. It's Wisconsin, you know. I'm not wishing anything, but, you know, this is Wisconsin. I mean, we really probably can't take our coats off until, like, early June or something like that. So I'm just keeping it 100.
Right.
Know,
kind of strange.
I'm keeping my leather coat.
I know that's
I'm
right.
I'm keeping it. I ain't taking
you know, that
I'm
leather
not getting
coat.
Rid of my leather.
Right. Well, you know what? Them leathers bring back some times, I'm telling you. When it was real cold and you put on the leather, don't it be stiff? Like, real stiff. Like, you would literally take it off, it'll probably just stand up by itself. It get real stiff and tight.
Right.
You know? You notice that?
Yeah.
I said, I'd never wear leather again, ever. What is that called?
Hey, I call mine on sale for $2-5. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, then I rock it then. I'll be rocking that.
Yeah, I am rocking it for $25. I'm rocking it. I think that's why the ladies ain't turning me loose.
Right? They
I
all on you.
I guess I have to
you.
Come like Denzel a little bit, you know.
See, they know a good man when they see one.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah, man. Staying focused, man, huh? you know, I'm pretty much writing this saying itself, you know. I'm almost done. I think maybe within another week or so I should have everything together, and then I can send it off to the Federal Library of Congress and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to, if Chennai, you catch this broadcast, you know, I'm going to call you soon, you know what I'm saying, so we can get together and do these shows or whatever. But, you know, that's my homie down in Chicago. She has her own radio, TV, and publishing company. The entertainment is called Tax Entertainment. Yeah, she's looking for new artists and stuff, and, you know, you know, I think she's going to really go to the top. You know what I'm saying? It's very sweet and humble. You don't find too many CEOs that's humble in Christ, you know, humble in God or whatever. But, you know,
right.
I mean, a lot of them is heady and stuck up, and some of them want to slap the taste out their mouth. But this one, she's just super sweet. She's just like a pot of gold. I just say it like that. She's my sister in the Lord and stuff. And Shania, if you hear this, I love you, girl. Keep doing what you're doing. You're blessed. You know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to working with you, you know, over the summer and stuff, too. So I just want to give that shout out. You know, I got to give props where it's due. And to my boy, Kiel, musician, businessman, real estate dude. You know what I'm saying? My brother. Kick you, you know, down to the real place tonight. Hey, let's keep on cooking chicken tonight. You know, it's all good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All good. It tastes good too.
I know, right?
Yes. You know why black folks like chicken? Like for real? Like all the Caucasian people here, they go, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You know they have some good fried chicken in Milwaukee. I bet. You know, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, but how do they know to come up to me with that conversation? Is it because I was the only black person there? And they was like, well, you know, black people, you know, they like chicken. I'm like, yeah, we do.
Oh,
I mean, we love our fried chicken, you know.
And they love it, too. And they love
they
it,
do,
too.
Because they be asking me where all the chicken spots at. Like, Emma, what? Where are the chicken spots at? I heard Popeyes is like, you know, heard they got some really good chicken there. I'm like, yeah, they do.
Man.
You know, the chicken. They have nothing
man, they
here.
Man, they cook a chicken here. Man, they need to go to Chicago and get some chicken.
I know. That's what my sister told me. You know, she lived there, too. She told me that. She said, well, have you ever ate something that was so good, like when you put it in your mouth, like you ain't notice a little piece of your finger was in there and you bit your finger?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it was finger looking good, huh?
That happened to me twice. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't even tell nobody.
Wow.
But it was so funny. I'm sitting around a whole bunch of people. We eating chicken. It was so good. I was into it. And then, like, when I went to put a piece of chicken in my mouth with my hand, with my fingers, I had my finger in my mouth, too, and I didn't know. And I just bit down, and, oh, I bit my finger so hard, I snatched my finger back, and I tried to play it off. You know?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, man. You know, I got to say this. Something scared me tonight when I was outside. You know what I'm saying? I was looking across the street. And, you know, we got a little school across the street.
Oh, my God.
And I can't tell. And I'm just being realistic. I couldn't tell. The way them little things, they ran up. They might have been cats, like my neighbor said. But they ran up on the playground across the street, and they just stopped. It looked like they were just looking at the house. You know what I'm saying? I was like, excuse my French. I said, what the hell was that? And because I know this is a talk show. It's a Christian story. A show, whatever. But I got to be. I got to tell you, that thing scared me. I don't know if that was squirrel or raccoon. And my neighbor said, you don't know what the hell it was either, but stay over there.
Right? Was it a group of them or was it just one?
Man, I don't know. It was like three of them. They just like stood. They said, where they at? I said, right there. You see them in the light? He said, yeah. He said, I don't know. He said, probably cats. I don't know. It looked like they bigger than cats. He said, well, I don't know. He said, as long as they stay over there. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
we don't need them over here.
Right? But you know what? I'm not trying to even sound racist, but you know a Caucasian person will go look at that. They'd be like, let's go see what it is. You know?
Hey, man.
I'd be like, let's go
know.
See. Let's not say we did, you know.
I think a white person would have been scared of that because they looked at ghostly. You know what I'm
really?
Saying?
Oh,
ran over there. Yeah, they ran over there like ninjas. You know what I'm saying? all I seen was trying, dude. For real, no bullcrap.
No, they didn't.
Them little chubby, whatever they was. I was so scared. I went back in the house, dude. Like okay, I'm not finna mess with this. Now you ain't even gotta tell me, trust. When I see something that looks supernatural or crazy or something, I ain't finna bother. I'm finna leave. So,
hey,
you know, for all
right
those religious people out there, I think y'all leave too. Straight up.
Oh,
sit up there and tell me you're going to call on Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
You is.
You're going to run away.
You're going to run.
Right.
I'll run and lock my door all the way down to the floor. They're all them locks.
Right. Shoot, man. Because you know what I'm saying, like, you just, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't care how supernatural you think you are, man, you human, and when you see something strange, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to back up for me. You start to think, you know, something in your mind says, don't even go there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, we got 2 minutes left, you know, Dan said 90 seconds, but I'm just saying, it's always good to know what your surroundings are, you know, even in this day and time. You know, have you seen any strange stuff lately?
I can't say that I have. My sister's been posting two-headed snakes and things that's in the Bible that's saying that weird creatures would be on the face of the planet during the end time. She's been, like, posting, like, some crazy kind of weird animal things that you would never think of, but it just relates back to the Bible to me, you know, when I see that. But personally, no, I haven't seen anything. Don't want to see it, you know?
Right. I know, right?
Don't want to see anything. Yes.
Well, whatever that was, your sister can have them squirrels or whatever that was running in the dark tonight because I sure don't want it. I'm telling you. Hey, keep begging. I asked my cousin if he wanted to go see it. He said, no, he ain't going out there. I'm trying to say. You know, some stuff you leave stuff well enough alone.
Right.
Oh,
if it ain't mess with you, don't mess with it. You know, just keep it moving.
Right. Well, folks, you know, I'm going to turn on this last jam because we know want to go step on Just Got Paid.
Step. Let's do step because Friday is over.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, here we go, baby girl.
All right.
Chicago and them.
Yeah.
Don Juan and them. This is for y'all. Remix.
That I know that it's somebody's birthday.
I know you see me.
I see you. Why you can't see me at all?
I just see your picture, man. You gotta put your video in.
Wait, right?
Push that little video button. Hey, right there.
I
see
it.
I see it on my picture right there. And
every time I do that.
Shut it.
Oh, I see it now. Why you didn't tell me? You tell me.
There you go, I see you.
In the name of love, yeah. In the name of love,
see,
I know.
See, once I go to
breaking out the champagne,
go to hangout. And when I go to hangout, I know for a fact.
You can be sure that be sure somebody's gonna make love tonight until the day.
That's a pretty song he made, too, man.
It's, right? It's beautiful. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Man, we got to step for real.
Yeah, we do. When we going to do this?
Yeah, we need time, man. We just got to set up a stage. Go down there. We just do it in the summer.
for real.
Right.
In the name of love. In the name of love. Oh, I wait till somebody else gets up. I wanna be the first one to hit the floor.
I see you smiling, Jeremy.
Oh,
you got a cute little smile. Oh, cute smile.
I'm in La La Land. I love that song.
That's been a name.
Then I'm gonna groove.
Oh, shit. Got my thing jumped off, ain't it?
You vibing.
Get the head in it.
Did you just put your hand up like this?
Yeah.
Did it for love, yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting the hang up now, man.
That's why
we do it. Beautiful love, beautiful.
Whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. And they ask you why we did it.
Yeah, when we go to hang out on here, that's something y'all too, man.
I know, you know, I'm really thinking about, you know, my computer's tap. So. I think I'll be more comfortable doing more of that.
Regina and George Daniels, I love you, baby. I see you. DJ Wayne Williams, sending a record. Make sure you send this one, baby. Alright. Last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Live. Play on, play.
Everybody's tripping. Everybody's tripping. Oh, yeah. Everybody's tripping.
I know you've seen the video.
Yeah, it was real smooth. He had on that white suit.
Mm-hmm. You seen that girl that was right there? He looked at her like, yeah, baby. I'm looking at you.
I know, right?
She looked at him like, yeah, daddy. That eye contact was something else. I'm like, oof.
I know, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Step in the Name of the Love with R. Kelly. Before that, that was Ruben Stubborn and Mary Mary and DJ Hatchie. And we said good morning, but not good night.
Well,
you know, I got to play it, Jennifer. I got to play it. I got to play it. It ain't Friday, but I got to play it.
You got to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, you had to do a little Michael Jackson on that, didn't you?
You remember the Cabbage Patch?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I can't do it with the phone in my hand.
I'm looking fly.
one of those church buses.
I've been around my mother too long. So you pick up your parents, you know, stuff, you do. Bad as you don't want to admit
it. Y'all got locked in like my dad. And it goes crazy.
You just like them.
I love them, though.
Well, yeah.
You know, when you talk to your mother, if my daddy don't know, some of my grandmother, she had like a small surgery on her foot.
She what?
She had a small surgery on her foot.
She had a small surgery or she
did? Yes. No, she had.
Oh, so she already had it?
Yeah, I'm going over there tomorrow, you know, just to help her out. I would have stayed over there today, but, you know, my God, she really should probably need some rest if she could, you know, get up and open the door like that.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, I didn't want to force her. You know, I came home so she could rest. But tomorrow I'm coming back over there, you know, she have enough strength, you know what I'm saying?
Good
night.
Hey.
Oh, Lord, we ain't gonna want to call nobody no hoes now.
I know, right? Is that what he was saying?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
what
I was
all
into it. I ain't even noticed.
Yeah, I noticed. And his voice started off, though. I'm like, dude, you're gonna get killed in the party saying that.
But you know,
the music
was nice, though. But
it was so good, like, people didn't even notice. Like, seriously. I know, right? I mean, we used to dance to this stuff. We didn't pay no attention to the words. Like,
of course not.
You know, all the time. It just, you know what I'm saying? It just was whatever. But, man, we know we got to do Mary Mary and them again.
Yes. You know, that's my song. I just love it.
What's up, family? What's good?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, y'all can make this so smooth with
Mary
it.
Mary
Mann
here.
It is.
Nah, man, everybody's running late. Are you serious?
Yeah, before we go off, folks, you know, just keep everybody in prayer, you know, our elders and everybody.
We've got a lot to do.
You know what I'm saying? Look out for each other and be safe. Any last words, Jennifer? Or not any last words?
Well, I know, right? I guess, you know, before you go out the door early in the morning, just pray that, you know, God protect you and your family from all hurt, harm, and danger. Wake up with that early prayer and just, you know, just to make sure you're safe, you know, because you never know what's out there in the world, what we're walking into, you know. But just, you know, stay safe and keep God in prayer in the morning and, you know, enjoy church and have a good rest of the weekend.
That's it. You know, this is Weekend Bonanza. Holler if you hear me. Well, actually, it's Sunday. Weekend Sunday. You know what I'm saying? God bless. Yeah. If you can hear me on, you hear me on this phone, hang up. Can you hear me, right?
I hear you. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, this video, it'll probably go to YouTube later. Now, as far as the YouTube part of it, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna edit this. And I'm gonna take the broadcast and take it to it. And I'll probably do it for you.
Yeah.
Then I'll send it to you. Where is it? I don't know if Blog Talk can be up early in the morning. I don't know. I'm going to deliver that too, so. I'm going to cut it off in a second, though. After the song go off. I know, right?
I was listening to that.
Hey, wait till you get to make TV, dude. You're gonna really like that because I can put all this stuff in there. And then, while I'm actually video talking to you, I can post the music. You hear the music full screen. Kind of like you do on Blog Talk, but you put inside the video itself. Oh, wow, this thing, I'm gonna have to move this. I gotta put this thing on the top.
Agent, you just ain't gonna go to bed tonight.
Switch this over. Hold on, I'm here. Good night, folks. God bless.